At the stroke of midnight, Utah's 2012 legislative session came to a close.
This session has been busy but boring.
That's how Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero sums up a session that was filled with new policy but relatively little controversy compared to last year. The session began with more money to spend than has been available in the past 4 years, and with that came a promise from both parties to make education a top priority.
I'd like to give him a good solid A-.
That's the grade State Superintendent Larry Shumway gives legislators this year for their work on education, saying they paid attention to what the state board needed most.
They have done a very good job on funding the state board's priorities. They've funded 13 out of 15 of the priorities, 98% of our original budget request.
While there was enough money in the budget to fully fund new student growth and raise the weighted pupil unit, which could translate into a 1% raise for teachers, some things like increasing the funding for the state's most expensive special education students, as well as services for some at-risk students, were not met. The Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control and how to restructure it is another issue lawmakers were committed to looking at this session.
We've now made a major step in the ability to have oversight, not only the auditor that we're going to place in-house that works and reports to the board. We've reorganized the board.
House Majority Leader Brad Dee says although lawmakers were ready to tackle reorganizing the DABC, the issue of more alcohol licenses was one they opted to put on hold until a later time. And time is one thing lawmakers wanted to make sure the federal government understood this legislative session. House Speaker Becky Lockhart notes several bills and resolutions were passed, urging Washington to give up Utah's public land or be prepared for a lawsuit.
We've worked on legislation that isn't just about, hey, federal government, knock it off. It's we're going to take action now. We are going to claim the lands. We are going to, I guess you could say, see you in court.
And that court battle is something Democrats cited when opposing those bills, saying they will needlessly cost taxpayers a lot of money. Perhaps the most controversial bill of 2012 was House Bill 363, a bill sponsored by Representative Bill Wright of Holden, which only allows Utah schools to teach abstinence-only sex education, or simply not teach it at all.
We have Planned Parenthood curriculum that have moved in and was in service for our teachers that was being taught in our schools. Planned Parenthood is a national organization that's not maybe consistent with our values, and we just feel that's inappropriate.
The bill has drawn sharp criticism from Democrats like Representative Marie Polson from Cottonwood Heights, who say the bill was rushed through the Senate with no chance for debate and now hurts both parents and teens.
I think as we end the legislative session, some of the big losers are the teenagers in our state and the parents who don't have the opportunity of choice on how their students should be educated as to do with health and sex education. House Bill 363 supersedes parents, the voices of parents.
A less controversial bill was Senator Kurt Bramble's push to tweak the state's Government Records Access and Management Act, or GRAMA, something that drew a huge outcry last year.
We took the harshest critics from last year, were willing to sit at the table and reason together and come up with a bill that everybody believed was appropriate. And it passed unanimous all the way through.
Senate Bill 177 creates a state records ombudsman and requires records officers to receive training. Lawmakers passed over 300 bills over the last 6 weeks. Some of those include expanding the state's abortion waiting period time from 24 to 72 hours and the creation of a new pilot program for young children with autism spectrum disorders. The session ended with several goodbyes. Senate President Michael Wadups, along with House and Senate Minority Leaders David Litvak and Ross Romero, are not seeking re-election, nor is Senate Minority Whip Karen Morgan. Republican Representative John Dugal also announced his resignation last night after serving 10 years in the legislature. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.